This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow, what the heck? 7 after the hour, another Monday is upon us. What a fabulous opportunity for us to reach for the gold. And may we begin, all of us today, with a, not a prayer of gratitude. I don't want to be like one of these fish stations that does all the Christian stuff. Not that that's bad, it's just not for me. But I do like to give gratitude, and I will say again, I'm so thankful that Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan is here and Kara Schillen is here. And I'm sure they're thankful that they found me, too.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
All right. So what did we do over the weekend, ladies, to set the tone for this? I suppose maybe we ought to talk about April Fool's Day. We didn't have a chance on Friday because it wasn't April Fool's. And April Fool's became something of a dud because all of I went to the trending sites and I saw this and it sort of started and stopped me in my tracks. We don't need April Fools anymore because we're living in a fake news nightmare. And all of the things, you know, used to be fun. For example, the headline in the Boston Globe on Saturday was that Tom Brady had been traded to Buffalo.
That would have been breaking news, yeah.
It would have been, had it not been April Fool's. However, and it was, the story was actually, you know, Boston Globers usually have a very good sense of humor. I think they may have taken it from some of the side. I didn't see whether it was first rumored in Buffalo before it came to Boston. But at any rate, it was, for a while, you know, I forgot it was April 1st. And I think, oh, my God, why, how could they do that? They'll burn down Gillette Stadium. People will, they'll find Kraft and rip his heart out.
I think enough people felt that way and enough people fell for it because Tom Brady, I was looking at his Instagram page last night and he posted a picture of the cover of the Boston Globe or wherever the story was and letting everyone know it was fake news, but April Fool's, and so I guess maybe people were very concerned.
Yeah, but is it fake news? Is it the same as April Fool's jokes? Because I don't, there was a thing about Krispy Kreme donuts and some kind of a prank that they pulled. The Krispy Kreme donut brand claimed it would change its name to Krispy Kreme, spelled C-R-E-A-M instead of K-R-E-M-E. And because Krispy Kreme is a UK company, and they're more, they did this because they wanted to be more Brit friendly. And
I never knew they were British. I always thought they were either from the South, because that's kind of where I first noticed them, was down in South Carolina.
Yeah, well, I think that they were originally, somebody came up with the idea over there. Whether the fake news outperformed real news on Facebook. Let's see here. I'm looking at 8.7 million engagements on Facebook, people following it. The top performing fake stories, Hillary sells weapons to ISIS.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
This was all on Saturday? Was that the deal?
Well, there are a lot of things on Saturday, so I want to know what you did on Saturday. What was there any acknowledgement that Saturday was April Fool's, or because we weren't on the radio, it didn't seem to make any difference? Anybody play any jokes on you, Jennifer?
No one played a joke on me. I played a joke.
Did you on whom?
On Jeff.
Yeah. On Jeff, what did you...
It was really dumb. I just felt like I needed to do something. So he was getting out of the shower and packing a bag because he was going to come over to my house, like my way this weekend. And so I ran up to where he's got like some of his kids' toys in the living room, and I let out a blood curdling scream, and he came running. I tried to tell him that there was a mouse.
Oh, nice.
And he fell for it, and he was like shaking when I told him April Fool's Day.
Really?
It was a pretty loud scream, I won't
what
lie.
What a rat.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so it
I thought it was kind of lame. I was ashamed of myself, but, you know, I needed something last minute.
Yeah. All right, I didn't have anybody play any April Fool's jokes on me. How about you? Did you, Victoria, have anybody play any jokes on you?
No, I guess because we weren't on the air and it wasn't sort of top of mind, I didn't even realize it was April Fool's until I saw the Tom Brady thing and I thought that was weird. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, right, April Fool's was yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Are we getting numb to these things because there is so much fake news? Is that really what's going on? Are we
that could be. Yeah, that could be. It's diluted the power of, or whatever the influence used to be of April Fool's. Normally, there's always like at least one funny joke that goes viral that either Jimmy Kimmel does or someone does, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
so.
The only one that I saw was really funny was... Do you know Grubhub, the food ordering service?
Yeah.
Well, they had a really funny one about, why can't I think of what it's called now? What, basically, the people who, like, jump off of buildings and run around, parkour. So they have a new parkour delivery service where all of your deliverers, they have, like, either a backpack or a bag that has your pizza in it, and they were doing, like, flips over everything and jumping, like, off of stairs. And I was like, man, I would not want my pizza after that. But it was a really funny commercial, so you can look
funny.
It up. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so, Kara, that was your experience. So everybody had... At least by the time the day was over, we realized it was April 1st, and what an opportunity we had lost. It's okay.
Yeah, well, my sister's birthday is April Fool's Day, so I
my
never really...
My cousin's too. Yeah.
I was amazed by how many people I saw wishing other people happy birthday on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was going on 9 months before that, but apparently something exciting.
All right, so what I did see were a bunch of really great puns. What kind of concert costs 45 cents?
I don't know.
A 50-cent concert featuring Nickelback.
Oh, boy.
How about that? Jen likes them. Jen likes them.
Huh? Yeah, they're fine.
They are fine. I think they are. Uh-huh. All right, so there are a couple of them that I can't read on the air. Anyway, so it's been a lot of things going on. I just thought maybe we'd set the tone for the weekend, this past weekend, by understanding what people did on April Fool's or what they didn't do on April Fool's. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce you to something brand new on the DJV Experience. If you are someone who does his or her own laundry, and I'm going to guess that's all of us. I do my laundry. You do your laundry, Jennifer?
I'm taking applications to get rid of that job. All right.
How about you, Victoria? You do your own laundry.
Yes.
And Carrie, you do your laundry?
I sure do.
How often do you do your laundry?
Probably not as often as I should because I have to pay for it. So you have to pay
for your laundry to get done?
I do, because I live in an apartment complex, and I don't have my own laundry machine.
Yeah,
really?
we don't even have laundry in our building, so I have to go to a laundromat or send it out, or most of the time, take it to my parents.
I think a lot of people do that. No matter what your age, it's always good to have your parents.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mom that I keep bringing laundry to her place because it makes her still feel needed. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know. I don't follow that logic.
No, but I'm ready to get rid of that.
You'd be needed that badly.
Yeah.
I wanna. Okay, well, we have a new promotional consideration to talk about. Speed Queen. You're familiar with that brand, right? Speed Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Not your average washing machine. Built to last 25 years, backed by industry's best warranty. That's a big load off your mind, if you'll pardon the pun. I have actually one of them. I did not buy the house that I moved into a year ago today. because it had a speed queen. Say it again, Doug. There. A speed queen washing machine, but it does. So what we're going to do to celebrate Speed Queen and the fact they have the best backing in the industry, we're going to, starting this week, give away gift cards. You will call later on. You keep this in mind. Call later on during the week. Have a chance to win a $50 gift card. We'll give away a couple of those during the week this week. So then the gift card will be a way for you to get your laundry done in a way that you've never had it done before. How about that?
Pretty
exciting.
Cool.
All right. So anyway, that's what's coming up. That'll be maybe the highlight of the week. Remember the Hokey Pokey? I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but I...
Yeah, but then you turned yourself
turned
around.
Turned myself around.
I hated to step on your line.
That's what
it's all
about. Thank you. We'll be here all day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if I can find one more that Jennifer hasn't seen that I have... I don't know. There's stuff that involves...
Jennifer's seen it all.
My toilet is such a loyal friend, it takes all of my... no matter what. Uh-huh. Okay. I can't use these on the air, actually. So.
I'm pretty sure you're done here.
You think I'm done here?
Yeah.
All right, 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The commute was exhausting. I was spending more time in my car than I was with my kids. It was tough for all of us. So we used Zillow to look for a place closer to work. Sure, there were some trade-offs, but... you know, I feel like I got my family back.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
All right, don't forget our question of the week. 800-282-2333, 800-282-2333. Every week now we have a question, a special question, and then after you're done answering the question yes or no, there are some special offers for you that you can take advantage of, which may include the $50 gift cards from the Speed Queen folks. Could be a new dishwasher or a washing machine or a dryer you can get at half price. Who knows? You won't know until you answer the question. So answer the question as Larry can answer the question. 800-282-2333. Yes, when I give you the question. No, if you don't like my question, you don't like my attitude, whatever it is. 800-282-2333. 21
after the hour. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Rosie Hamlin, real name Rosalie, lead singer of Rosie and the Originals. This was a one-hit wonder, Angel Baby. I could sing every single word.
We don't doubt you.
Yeah. Angel Baby, my Angel Baby.
Signing up for Victoria when you pick this song.
Yeah, there are a lot of songs that we can sing, but we choose not to. So,
hey, this lady was 14 years old. She recorded this. She was only 71 when she passed away over the weekend. This song came out in 1960 and went right to the top, 13 weeks in the top 10. She said, "I wrote a poem about a teenage love entitled Angel Baby. And then one hot summer day, we piled into a car, my friends and I, and went to a place in the middle of nowhere. Arrived at a place that looked like an old barn. It was actually an old airplane hangar. And it was a recording studio. A lot of those around in those days. 30 takes of the song recorded on a two-track machine. It was one of those things that you have a couple of a carload of teenagers. They all want to be stars. Everybody at that point thought they could be a star. And they just throw stuff against the wall. They had the second song. The other side of the song was called Give Me Love. And didn't ever do anything. This was the only song, and you have to be my... None of the three of you recognize the song, right?
No.
At all.
I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah, you have, because your father's played it. It's in that record library that you have there. 900,000 old records.
Right.
My angel baby. Ooh, I love you.
Okay, Miles, where are you?
Hi. So the passing of Rosie. Sorry, Rosie. Sorry.
I think that's the first person that's died that we've talked about on the show that you've actually sounded sad about.
Really?
Yeah, everybody else, you're like, oh, they're still dead.
Still dead.
Still dead.
Well, they are still dead. She's still dead, too. All right, Daryl Hall is not dead. Not the story. is a concert venue owned by him that's suing a New York town, saying that measures taken to reduce the occupancy of the site would force the business to close. The dispute comes after negotiations to build an outdoor stage at Daryl's house have fallen apart, apparently. Lawsuit filed last month seeks to prevent the town of Pawling from lowering the venue's maximum occupancy from 318 standees to 198. The notice was given in early March that the venue's headcount was over capacity. Many of you may be familiar with Live from Daryl's House program that is performed and recorded in his home. What does that appear? I've seen this, but I don't remember.
Daryl's House is on CMT, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's a great show. A really, really good show.
Yeah, and he brings in lots of heavyweights, and he has people in the house that are in the audience, right? They have seats, and they have people standing up. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's, I mean, Daryl's House is the name of his venue, but that's, I don't think it's actually his house.
Musical
it's
house.
His recording
it's musical
space,
house.
Yeah.
It's the same place that Rosie went with the originals to record Angel Baby. Although that was in California, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say anything on that one. Well, at any rate, so Daryl is going to stick to his boots, if you know what I mean, or stick to his guns, one or the other. I don't know. These little towns are hard in business for some of them sometimes. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why.
Hi, 34 after the hour. I always like it when Jennifer says hi to me. She has a special hi. Have you noticed that, ladies? She has a special kind of a hi. Hi. Hi.
Well, now you're freaking me out a little bit.
Hi. Hi. Jennifer Horn, I want to freak her out. And Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here. The concept of the news media, discussion I have, I know that sometimes Jennifer and Victoria get angry or annoyed with me because I keep correcting them. It is not the media. It is the news media. There are lots of things that are part of the media. The news media is one, television media, entertainment media, movie media, the printed media, all that sort of thing. Anyway, this is not a lesson on semantics, but I am interested to see the kind of groundswell of concern, I guess that's the best way of putting it, that seems to come from those folks in the news media who feel they are being threatened by the enemy of the people, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump says the news media is the enemy of the people. News media says Trump is the enemy of the people. And I think that there may be some truth and falsehood to both of those assertions, because it has to do with the First Amendment. It has to do with freedom of speech. It has to do with a lot of different things. Methinks thou dost protest too much is what I hang. That's the shingle I hang over the news media because they have pulled out all the stops. In the last hour of the program, I was talking about all of the things that show up today and all the news sites that I look at, and two-thirds of them are about Trump, and most of them are negative. And it's something I've never seen. I've been doing talk radio since 1974. I ran a newsroom in Boston at the all-news radio station for 2 years in the mid-80s. I never, ever, ever have seen anything like this in my life. Not that I'm sticking up for Trump one way or another, because I'm not even sure this is really about Trump. This is about the egos, the fractured or frazzled egos of the people who have for so long been unquestioned because of freedom of the speech, freedom of speech and freedom of the press, that sort of thing. So all of us on the radio and people on television and people who editorialize in newspapers and magazines all have been free to say what they want. And that's the way it ought to be. But when the president does and says what he wants, that's bad. How is that? How does that work in the system? How is it that we presume that the people who are running the news media have the right to say whatever it is that they want? They can print whatever they want. And so they dub Trump the enemy of the people because of what? Why is Trump the enemy of the people?
Because they didn't know he was
media.
Well, they didn't know he was going to win.
Oh, I
mean, I actually think that this is a really crazy problem, and maybe I sound crazy when I talk about it.
Is it not a problem, really, or is it something?
No, I actually think I have my tinfoil hat on. Hold on. Let me get it on.
Yeah. Okay.
The more I see of this unfolding, the crazier that this, all of this, Russia, the media, everything, looks to be like a TV show more than real life.
The soapbox. That's what it looks like.
I actually feel like this is the I believe that there's a deep state government, and I believe that it has shaken itself to its core because it was not anticipating this win, and because that this win poses a great threat to whatever the initiatives are of the deep state. I think that this is why
explain
you see
what
so much
deep state is. When
it's like a shadow government. It's like a it's a ruling class. People talk about this
the
stuff all the time.
The Bilderbergers, trilateralists.
Maybe I sound, and again, I realize that this sounds totally kooky, and a year ago I probably wouldn't have believed it myself.
People will portray it as being kooky because it doesn't fit into the mainstream, whatever that is.
Yeah,
so go ahead. Excuse
but this is so beyond Democrats. This is so beyond Republicans. This is so beyond party politics. This is about there being an agenda with this deep state government, and at all costs, they will oppose it, whether that means twisting the arm of the news media, whether that means twisting the arm of opposition in the Democratic Party, or perhaps even opposition in the Republican Party, like with the John McCains of the world.
So this was business as usual has been disrupted by a dangerous man.
Something. Dangerous something, or maybe a dangerous will to be more globalist than populist. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that end goal is or what, but there's something else going on here. And all of this that we're looking at with Russia and the media, this is all distraction, and it's the red herring. It's trying to take us away from what we should really be seeing, and I don't know exactly what that is. I wish I did. Maybe I don't. Who knows?
All right, Victoria, you got any thoughts on freedom of the press, freedom of speech, the news media being upset because they aren't getting their way, wah, wah, wah?
I think it's, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, so I don't know anything about deep state government, but the media stuff, I mean, you know, Trump started this against the media way back when he was campaigning, so I don't think it's fair to just say it's the whiny media. I mean, this was, you know, he's been going after them. He held press conferences where he promised it was going to be big announcements, and it was nothing and wasted everyone's time. So, I mean, they didn't forget that. So
that's their job.
I think that's both of them. No, but I'm saying I think both of them are equally at fault. So okay. I think Trump and the news media both, you know, should, unless they want to just stay in this vicious cycle, which I think this is just going to be the next 4 years. I don't think anything is going to change. There won't be a truce called. It's just going to be this. So, you know, either just accept it or get upset by it every day because it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just think it's there's such a difference because there's look, I'm all supportive in definition as the media should be holding our elected representatives accountable. But this, I think, goes beyond that. The LA Times this past weekend had a four and it's four parts, so it'll continue on until Wednesday or Thursday. A four-part thing on from the editorial board of the LA Times about our dishonest president.
Yeah, I saw that.
When was the last time you ever saw something like that? How many times have presidents told lies to us? Oh, every time, I think. Every president has told a lie. Has it been covered in four parts by media publications throughout the country? Absolutely not. There is something else here that is driving somebody nuts. It's driving me crazy. I can't keep up with all of it. It's just too much.
Well, it's to be ignored, basically. I think that it is, in this circumstance, it's to be ignored. I'm not, I've made it very clear where I stand on all of this stuff. This is more of a cultural thing for me than it is a political thing, because I think these people keep digging up stories about Trump that go back 30 years, 40 years, what he was like in military school, his father thought he was out of control. I mean, what the hell does that got to do? I don't know where Ronald Reagan went to school. I don't know where Bill Clinton went to school. I don't know any of that stuff about those people, but yet I'm told it's important to know where Donald Trump went to military school. There's nothing, but there's plenty of stuff going on. And does Trump cause a lot of the stuff? Yep, because of his personality. So his personality is different than others who have preceded him, or maybe he doesn't understand what the people in charge think he's supposed to do as the person titularly in charge. He's mistaken, apparently, his identity for being actually in charge, when in fact he's not really supposed to be in charge. The news media is supposed to be in charge. That's what I get out of reading all of this stuff. Wait, who does this guy think he is? He's going to tell us what we can do and what we can't. No, you do your own thing. You stand up to him, but you don't stand up to him like you are, like a bunch of crying, whining babies. And you're going to get him by exposing us to what's the real Donald Trump like?
But, you know, no other president in history has gone after specific media outlets the way that he has.
So I think what Victoria is saying is that we're getting a different response from the media. We've never seen this response from the media because we've never seen this response.
From the news media?
Yeah. We've never had a president calling out publications as, oh, the failing this and failing that. It's all tied to his ego. I mean, we've never had anything like that. So, of course, we're going to have, well, Doug, in my opinion, this is 100% tied to Donald Trump's ego. Yeah. And every single response that we're getting from the news media is unprecedented because they have never been antagonized.
The egos of the people who are running the
news
media.
So, I mean, is it their job to bring down the ego of the president just because they don't like it? I don't
like it. Like I said, my initial statement was this is both the news media and the president should share the blame because they're both at fault.
You got it. And I think that's a good place for us to
I just don't think that they respect him. I mean, I think that they thought they didn't get the election at coverage right. They didn't get the outcome right.
Is there supposed to be mutual respect there? I don't know. For me, I guess it's different when you're the president
you're supposed to respect the president.
Yeah,
no matter what.
I generally have trouble no matter what. Ooh, I don't know if I agree with respecting the president no matter what.
I respected Obama no matter what. I didn't agree with, I mean, probably 98% of what he did, I hated. I didn't like. I thought it was horrible. But you still respect the office of the president.
I think that respect is supposed to go both ways.
I think that's the semantics, the office of versus the person who's there. That's what separates it out. Anyway, I think it's pretty interesting to see how both the sides are handling this or aren't, and the digging in. It just is. It's somebody who's been doing this a long time. I look at this, and it's so obvious what's going on. I mean, it would seem to me that people ought to at least see that and know from our perspective whatever is going on. It's really something new and different. I've never seen anything like it. I've been doing this for long enough to be considered a veteran and someone who ought to have some credibility in these areas because of my experience. And I have not seen, and it annoys me, and more to Victoria's point, on both sides, Trump ought to, at this point in time, get the point of what is disrupted. Part of the job of the president and in the presidency is to be a cheerleader for America and to bring us together. Obama didn't do a good job in that department. George Bush didn't do a good job in that department. I think Bill Clinton actually did a fairly good job in that department of making us feel good about being Americans. Ronald Reagan was a master at making us feel good about being Americans. I don't think people felt bad when George Bush, the father, was the president. But it's gone. It's lost on us now, all of this stuff. It's lost. Feeling good about when we wake up in the morning is important. To get up, feel good about your family, your home circumstance, what you're going to do today for work, what's the end of the day going to be like. You're going to watch the Final Four and have fun with that and not have things that are going on in the government lurking over us morning, noon, and night. That's not what the government's supposed to be about. It's what, but any place you go, any place I go, it's always the same. And when people know what I do for a living, the same question comes up all the time, to the point where I don't want to tell people what I do for a living, because it's the same thing on both sides. You look at Facebook. I go by the postings of people who send things. I go by them no matter which side they're on, because they're inconclusive. And they say the same. They make the same points on both sides over and over and over and over and over again. So I'd rather post on. Did you see the stuff, Victoria, that I posted over the weekend on the?
I did not. What were you up to?
Facebook page. I go, we'll talk about some of the things that are there, and they're good. They're positive. They're fun. They're meaningful. That's the kind of stuff. That's the communication business that I want to be in. Fun and or meaningful. And or something that you take away that you didn't know before. Something comes of this program that you didn't know about. And the things that we need to kind of know about. Anyway, so, okay. So we've had our time with that. Enough already. It's 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJB Experience and In Our World.
People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta. Ibotta. You've gotta Ibotta.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
April is National Car Care Month. Time to give your ride some TLC. Here's the car coach, Lauren Fix.
How would you like to go a whole year between oil changes? I like Mobil 1 Annual Protection with fully synthetic formulation for extended oil life. It protects your engine for 1 year or 20,000 miles.
And where the rubber meets the road, get a grip.
You're going to want a tire that performs well in all road and weather conditions. Kumho Tire fits that bill. The Exta PS91 is an ultra-high performance summer tire. Great handling and control in dry and wet conditions.
How to know when to replace your car's battery?
53% of people wait for their battery to die before they replace it. Before it does, visit Batteries Plus Bulbs for a free battery test. Need a new one? Their pros will do a free replacement. Choose Duracell Ultra, AGM, and more.
Seeing clearly now?
If not, clean your windshield. I like scrub blade wiper blades. They use a new innovative two-part cleaning system that removes not only water, but also bugs and debris.
More at laurenfix.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce Victoria Keelan, who has several important statements and considerations when it comes to technology news that she will pass along after I find out from you as to your hiring. How's your business going? You need to post a new job this week to find a new candidate for an important job, and you are frustrated because there are 200-plus job sites where you can post this, and you think this is going to be an all-day affair? No, no, no. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to all the job sites, including social media networks. One click, and one click only, gets you to ZipRecruiter.com and a place where you can find the perfect hire. Post your job to all the sites at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you need the DJV? Because it's free. You can use their facilities to start a process so you don't have to juggle all the emails. These people screen the candidates. They will present to you the right person, and very quickly You'll find out quickly how well they can help you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. Right now, you're a listener. You get the benefit. You've got a company. You're trying to find a new employee. Post the job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's up with Samsung?
Oh, well, Samsung is back in the headlines again. They've announced the specs of the new Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus.
Oh, that's not a
comp- Now, this is big news. I mean, the last time we talked about Samsung was not that favorable. The Galaxy S7s were exploding. They became illegal on planes, trains, and automobiles. Then their washing machines decided to lose their minds and blow up and spin across the room. So Samsung's had kind of a rough time in 2016, and they're hoping that the Galaxy S8 and the 8 Plus will turn everything around for 2017. Some of the new features that they've announced, they have a curved screen that it's called an edgeless screen, so it flows right into the side of the phone, which is kind of cool, like an infinity edge pool. The physical home button is removed entirely. That's a little bit behind compared to some other Android devices. And then the S8 is also the first phone to feature Bixby. That's Samsung's new AI assistant. So Bixby will go up against Siri and Alexa. They claim that Bixby is fundamentally different, however, because Bixby listens and pays attention to what you do on your phone. So if you say you call your mom every day at 4 p.m., Bixby will then remind you, hey, you want to give your mom a call because it's 4 p.m. So
your
it's a very
Bixby. Hi, Bixby.
It's observing behavior. So it's as artificial intelligence gets smarter, then that's what Samsung is hoping to capitalize and make them stand out. Yeah. So we'll see. They haven't announced pricing yet, but it would probably be comparable to the Galaxy Note 7.
All right. So there is also something going on. People raising money to buy internet histories of various lawmakers. Is this going to be Republicans all bad and Democrats all good? Who's responsible for this? Who started the GoFundMe campaign?
Well, angry citizens have started the GoFundMe
campaign. Angry on which side? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I have Republican friends who are appalled by this legislation, and what we're talking about is House Republicans have voted to let internet service providers sell your private data without your consent.
I'm for shutting them down on this.
So this is not a political issue, really. I mean, House Republicans did the voting, and they did it, but
looks like a way to bribe. It looks like a way. The way it reads, it looks like they're trying to intimidate. You do this, and we're going to get you, kind of stuff.
Against the consumer?
No, if you're going to do a GoFundMe campaign and the money is aimed at trying to figure out what the lawmakers have done on the internet, what kind of stuff they have followed,
this is their retaliation. I mean, consumers are saying, hey, how do you like me now? If you want to do this to us, we're going to do this to you. Now, this is illegal, what they're doing. It is illegal to go and fish people's private data.
Clearly, yeah.
However, it's not stopping them, and this is going, to me, I don't think this issue is dead yet. I think this is going to be up for a fight. So, we'll see. We'll keep everyone posted on the progress.
Facebook and Mozilla are among the companies launching a $14 million fund to promote news literacy and increase trust in journalism as a result of the challenges. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, Frank. But let's keep our eye on that, Victoria, if we can. Victoria Keeler with Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.